It was a warm Saturday morning here on West Mulberry Street, September 19th, 1992. Doretha Stone remembers what happened here like it was yesterday.
What happened was an accident on the corner, and I came out to see if anyone needed assistance. That's when I saw the officer jumping out of the car. There was police officers everywhere. There transit, state trooper, everybody. It was at his corner house in the yard with the shotguns out.
Those other officers arrived here minutes after Baltimore City Patrol Officer Ira Weiner responded to a call of a domestic incident inside a row house here.
If they had called him and told him it was a disturbance, and they was upstairs, family was upstairs, and they threw the key down to him. And the policeman asked him not to go in until his backup came, but he didn't wait. He went in anyway. And he confronted the young man. And the young man killed him.
The man inside the house, 29-year-old Lewis Thomas, stabbed Officer Weiner with an ice pick. He grabbed the officer's gun and then shot Weiner. Backup officers responding shot and killed Thomas. Officer Weiner, just 28 years old, died 2 days later.
He was a good kid. He liked people. I mean, I never heard anybody say anything bad about Ira.
Murray Weiner is Ira Weiner's father. He was living in Connecticut at the time his son was killed. He now lives in Florida. Murray says the pain of his son's death is even more intense 20 years later.
I just felt so bad that I wasn't a great father. I mean, I wasn't around for him. I mean, his mother brought him up, and she did a tremendous job, and now she's laying beside him at the cemetery. So it's been rough. It's rough.
On Sunday, Murray Weiner, along with Officer Ira Weiner's friends and colleagues, will gather at the officer's grave to mark Officer Weiner's yard site. It's the Hebrew word for anniversary of his death. Back here on West Mulberry Street, Doretha Stone thinks if Officer Weiner had done one thing before going into that row house here, he'd still be alive.
Officer Weiner went in without waiting for his backup.
Had he waited for his backup?
Had he waited for his backup, he wouldn't have, he'd probably been living today. But they asked him not to go in until your backup got there. He took the key and went in anyway.
And that message is not lost on Murray Weiner. Early Wednesday morning, the 20th anniversary of the shooting, he called the Western Precinct where his son was based.
I wanted a message to be given at roll call this morning, that if they get a domestic call, and if it's alcohol or drug related, wait for your backup. I think my son would still be here today. We wouldn't be having this interview if he would have waited for his backup. He didn't wait for his backup. His backup got there, you know, a half a minute after this all happened. So my whole thing was, be safe and make sure you wait for your backup, because you don't know what to expect.
The ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of Officer Ira Weiner's death takes place Sunday afternoon at 1 at the Oheb Shalom Memorial Park in Reisterstown. In West Baltimore, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.